Hi, it's Meghna Chakrabarty, host of On Point. And every once in a while, we have really intense conversations that, quite frankly, don't fit neatly into the 48 minutes of our regular radio broadcast. And we end the show thinking there is so much more to say. Well, that happened today when we were doing a show featuring the reporting of two high school journalists, Satchel and Cooper Walton from Louisville, Kentucky, who have uncovered training materials from the Kentucky State Police.
Yeah, on the first page here, on the first slide, we've got the warrior mindset, big font up top, and then we've got a star-spangled banner with an eagle looking directly at us in front of it. It says Kentucky State Police Academy, and then the name of the trainer who made it.
That featured quotations from Adolf Hitler.
The quote is, "And I can fight only for something that I love. Love only what I respect, and respect only what I at least know." That is a quote from Adolf Hitler.
And it's attributed.
Multiple quotations from Adolf Hitler.
"The very first essential for success is a perpetually constant and regular employment of violence." Attributed.
The very next slide, titled, "It all boils down to this." And the quotation at the bottom of that page is what?
"It is always more difficult to fight against faith than knowledge." Adolf Hitler.
And in our hour, we talked with Satchel and Cooper about what they found, about white supremacist quotations that were used in other law enforcement training materials in Kentucky.
We got an anonymous tip from someone who works within law enforcement who said that the Kentucky Department of Criminal Justice Trainings, which does trainings for smaller police departments in Kentucky, had used a training video for 911 operators that included a Sonnenrad, which is a Nazi symbol, and a clip they used had been cut from a video from a neo-Nazi film company. And the full video they cut it from said all sorts of anti-Semitic stereotypes and conspiracies.
And we also, in that hour, spoke with Sadiqua Reynolds. She's president and CEO of the Louisville Urban League. And she was making some extremely important points about the bigger picture of law enforcement.
I also want to say one other thing about the Breonna Taylor case tied to this.
Yeah, just got a couple seconds, I'm
afraid. As a result of the Breonna Taylor case and the city and the community not getting information when we wanted it, when we needed it, you all will remember that there was a decision to then allow KSP to investigate any police shootings.
Uh-huh.
So Louisville, Kentucky is now in a situation where the very department that Satchel and Cooper have,
yeah. Sadiqua, I have got to do a terrible thing. I'm so sorry. I've only got 10 seconds left. We're gonna get more information from you and put it on our website. But Sadiqua Reynolds, Cooper, and Satchel Walton, thank you all so very much. We've got links to their reporting at onpointradio.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point. And that is unfortunately where we ended our broadcast, but thank goodness for podcasts, because Ms. Reynolds is back with us. Ms. Reynolds, thank you so for coming on the On Point podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So the big picture here is it's not just the Kentucky State Police using a couple Adolf Hitler quotes. The big question is the mindset of law enforcement more broadly, especially in a place like Louisville. You were tying those issues together for us, and I was wondering if you could do that. What does the ongoing investigation into Breonna Taylor's death, what are the links between that and what Satchel and Cooper discovered?
Meghna, it is quite disturbing, because during the investigation of Breonna Taylor's death, the community was outraged that we could not get information, did not feel like LMPD public integrity was being responsible or responsive. And so people called on an outside, we need somebody to investigate police when they have wrongdoing. The response to that was from the mayor's office, we will have the Kentucky State Police begin investigating our police when there's an officer involved shooting. Well, now what Cooper and Satchel have done is expose the agency that the administration here in Louisville is saying should be investigating any wrongdoing we have in our city. I mean, how are we ever to get justice? At every turn, the spaces where we should have access to justice for her life, there is none. There is none. And now KSP, for now, is responsible for investigating any officer-involved shooting. Well, we just had one like 2 weeks ago.
So why haven't we seen body camera video of the incident yet? The interim police chief, Yvette Gentry, says an officer shot 49-year-old Brian Thurman during a traffic stop at 21st and Gilligan in the Portland neighborhood. Normally, LMPD in the past has shown that video in 24 hours. But now, Kentucky State Police is leading this investigation, which is a new policy since Breonna Taylor's death.
That case is sitting on the desk of the Kentucky State Police. So as a Louisvillian, I'm listening to what you're saying. I'm listening to their reporting. I'm watching. And my soul is crying out, where do we get justice here?
So to be clear for people who haven't been following the Breonna Taylor case, that shooting happened at the hands of the Louisville Metro Police, right? And so now you're saying that it's the Kentucky State Police that's been put in charge of overseeing investigations on Metro Police Department related shootings, right?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And is that now a permanent change?
No, it's not a permanent change, but it was an immediate change as the community cried out. And what police will say to you and others will say, well, you all wanted somebody else to do it. You didn't want LMPD to do it. So this is what you asked for. Well, no, that's not what we asked for. What we asked for was an independent body that would not be biased. Clearly, the Kentucky State Police has a bias if this is the training that they are offering. You know, and it is, and it has been. And not only if this is the training, because I realized that the training, this particular training, hadn't been used in a long time, but the response by their spokesperson shows that they stand by the position. And that's what we've got to talk about. Mm-hmm. We've got to be willing to have these very honest conversations. And Meghna, I think what happens in our country is, anytime you talk about changing police, police reform, the things that are wrong with policing, there is this, oh my gosh, you're attacking all of these people who are sacrificing their lives. No, we're attacking a system that was built to keep us in our place, built to go to war with us. And the fact that they ever protect and serve is an amazing accomplishment, giving what they're being brainwashed with at the beginning. Mm.
Now, that initial statement from the Kentucky State Police that you were referencing, that Satchel and Cooper put in their reporting, basically said that those Hitler quotes were relevant to the message of the content of the training. And you're exactly right. There's nowhere in their first statement that they said that is wrong. Now, I wanted to ask you, Ms. Reynolds, that in terms of immediate next steps, one Kentucky State Police Commissioner, Rodney Brewer, has resigned. That happened last month, he was also commissioner back in 2013 when this initial training manual or training PowerPoint came out. But I wanted to hear a little bit more from you. Have we seen any further concrete actions or even commitment to actions from either the governor's office or the state police?
No, we haven't. We have not. We've not seen any other actionable improvements. We haven't heard of anything. We're not one of those community agencies that anyone has agreed to work with. We have not been contacted. I certainly have had a conversation with the governor about his disappointment. And I think you see his quote. I mean, he's very upset about it. But I have heard no information about any improvements, any additional training, any changes to recruitment, anybody else being terminated, any real investigation. I don't have any information about that.
So what next steps would you like to see happen?
Well, I'd like to see a very serious investigation. I think that is going to be important. So with the mayor of Louisville being the president of the Conference of Mayors, wouldn't this be a wonderful opportunity for him to be able to say to other mayors across the country, we need to look at the training. We need to investigate what's happening in our own communities across the state, in across the country, in every state, in every city, particularly in urban areas, but I'm sure all over,
this is something that is problematic. So I'd like for the governor's office to really do an investigation and then really come up with improved processes and improved recruiting, because it says something about who they are recruiting that people can sit through such a presentation without raising any objections.
These killings by police, these unjustified homicides by police, how many of them could have been avoided with proper training? How many of them came from people who had been exposed to this kind of training, this idea that they were going into a war zone? And so then when they pulled that car over and that young Black man went to reach for his wallet, or I think about Philando Castile saying, I have a gun, it's a registered gun, being directed to get his driver's license and then being shot. These officers are being trained that they are going into war zones. And when you believe you are at war, any move your enemy makes is a threat to your safety. Well, no wonder you're killing them. This is the kind of policing that happens in communities that you believe are beneath you, that you believe you are supreme to. And those are the real conversations that we have if we are in fact going to make America as great as she needs to be. And then this part, Meghna, it's not limited to policing. What Cooper Walton and Satchel Walton have found is evidence of this sort of very disturbing training that is in police departments and in this particular case, the Kentucky State Police Department and even 911 operators, right? But what about that mentality is allowing for those departments to feel as though this is not even something that they need to be bothered with justifying, that this is normal, this is how it should be? And in what other industries do we see the same mentality, but we just haven't found the PowerPoint yet? I mean, this is a broader issue, and I think it's important for us to recognize that.
Yeah, absolutely, because the mindset that doesn't even question, right, the use of those materials, those quotes, that's fundamentally what we need to get at. So Sadiqua Reynolds, president and CEO of the Louisville Urban League, I want to thank you so much for coming back and diving deeper with us on this incredibly important issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your patience in allowing me to come back.
And folks, if you haven't already, definitely tap on the podcast from today's show featuring Satchel Walton and Cooper Walton as they talk about the reporting that they've done that uncovered these training materials, as we've been talking about, from the Kentucky State Police.
Well, I was absolutely shocked. I mean, there's also a Robert E. Lee quote in there, which is just awful and terrible. But, you know, knowing the culture among some white conservative Southern people around here, that one didn't shock me that Lee would be quoted in a police training. But Hitler seemed outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, I mean, when I first saw it, I couldn't believe it. I mean, as Satchel said, like, quoting Hitler, it's just completely unacceptable. And I couldn't believe that this was used to train troopers in the Kentucky State Police.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.